We're now going to go to our guest as we are going to a conference, and I'm excited about this conference and talking with the excellent, eminent, oh my goodness, in literature, oh my, Brenda Green, Dr. Brenda Green is with us today, and I'm just so excited to have you here to talk about this wonderful conference. Good morning.
Good morning, Professor Marshall. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
It's really, really exciting to give me an opportunity to share this historic gathering that you will also be part of.
Yes, and it is historic. The names here are just absolutely amazing. And the fact that I'm going to be interviewing Percival Everett of Erasure, which is the novel that American Fiction is the movie based on, that Jeffrey Wright, all of that Oscar glitz that just happened. And I'm just absolutely just honored that you would have me be a part of this. But let's start one day at a time. This is a conference from March 20th to the 23rd at Medgar Evers College. Where do we go from here is part of the theme, but All That We Carry. How did you come to that title?
Well, I was really motivated to come to that title, first of all, looking at what is happening in this country. And when we look at developing the theme of the conference, we have to take into account where we are in this country, looking at the politics, looking at media, looking at the whole banning of books, looking at the suppression of voting rights, the rise in anti-hate crimes, the rise in white supremacy. All of these things are going on, and our writers have always been the documentarians. They're the ones who do that deep thinking and lead us forward. Taya Miles wrote a book called All That She Carried, The Journey of Ashley Sack, a Black Family Keepsake, and it won a National Book Award. And Taya Miles is an historian at Harvard University. That book gave me the impetus. I said, that's a really good way of looking at chronicling where we've been and how are we going to solve this? What are some ways we can solve this? And The Journey of Ashley Sack really is the story of an enslaved woman. It's a narrative, but it's based on a true story of an enslaved woman in 1850 South Carolina, who finds out that her daughter, Ashley, will be sold. And so she packs a cotton sack with keepsakes for her daughter. And decades later, in the early 1900s, the sack is found. So what Taya Miles does is to trace the journey of this sack. And she also chronicles the experiences endured by enslaved people from the 1850s through the early 1900s. So you have her take on the horrors of slavery, the Civil War, Reconstruction. And so we took that and said, okay, let's start with that. Let's look at what we have carried as a people, and how have we endured, how have we persisted despite what is going on around us. And it underscores the importance of tradition, of collective memory, And what is happening now around the culture wars, and as I said, the voter suppression and rise in white supremacy and racism, and talks about the impact of, we're looking at the impact of the social media, and also the need for peace and emotional healing. That also has to be part of our conversation. So that was the impetus behind that.
Oh, and once again, this is a conference March 20th to the 23rd, and I'll tell them now, we'll tell them again later, how they can register for it. But how can they register for it? Let's make sure we get that out now.
Yes, you can register for it by going to the Center for Black Literature website, www.centerforblackliterature.org. You will see a screen. You can click on register. www.centerforblackliterature.org/events. So you can register now. We encourage you to register now. Our opening night is free and for the public. We start on March the 20th, but we have also some pre-conference activities on March 19th. We really want you to be part of this gathering and to create some memories and to really support our writers and speakers and scholars. We have so many people who are coming out because they want to be at McGirvis College, because they commit, they're committed in doing the work that the Center for Black Literature has been doing for the last 22 years, and the work of the National Black Writers Conference, which began in 1986. So again, please register now. We want to make sure that when our writers come, you are there.
And let's just talk about a few things. Real Sisters, and that's an organization that has been focused on films by Black women or around issues involving Black women. That's one of the pre-conference events. And we also have, and I'm just looking on the website right now, you can just see all these amazing things, a music cafe, and the keynote, the opening day keynote with Michael Eric Dyson. That's going to take place in Farrah Jasmine Griffin. So Michael Eric Dyson is a dynamo right there. We know that he has, about 15 books out that he's written around a lot of issues.
At least. Yes.
And so that's part of the opening. But that opening is going to also involve the issues around environmental racism, social injustice, the attack on the Black bodies, domestic violence, terrorism. So what I think I want my listeners to know, when you hear about a writer and they know that I'm a writer, they know I'm working on a book right now that's under deadline, and please prayerfully pray for me to get this book out in the next 2 weeks so that I can have my life back. But one of the things, writing is an isolated endeavor. I sit at my desk. I, you know, just try to think of each word. How can I convey my thoughts? But then to have a gathering of writers, this is what's so wonderful, because you can come out of your isolation and share all these thoughts. And so these social justice issues and other issues that are pertinent to our communities, whether or not it's nonfiction, which means it's based on truth, that as it is, or it's fiction based on the world we want to build, those issues and concerns in our community will be brought together by you. That is just such an amazing, is it a responsibility that you are bringing together all these hundreds of people around the issues of our truth, as well as our unrealized world that we're trying to build? How does that feel to know that you're the circus master here?
Thank you. I always, you know, an inspiration is the late John Oliver Killens, who, when he came to McGirvis College as writer in residence, said he wanted to bring together Black writers every year to discuss the trends in Black writing. And our first theme of the conference, our theme for the 1986 conference, was the social responsibility of the Black writer. And I think Black writers still have a social responsibility, you know, and they have to do what Toni Morrison calls right from the Black gaze, to be political. They don't have a choice but to be political, but they could also be irrevocably beautiful at the same time. So they use their voices and the books that they create to get us to think more deeply about the issues that were facing us, and to get us to look at ways forward. What are some paths that we can have in order to heal and to address these issues? And this gathering is really important. We haven't done it in person since 2020, but there's something about bringing people together in a community and the energy that's created and the spirits that's created, and getting them to listen to writers who are not reading papers, but who are talking to them, and then to be able to have our attendees be in conversation with the writers, to raise questions, to give comments. That's really a very, very special and unique experience. I always like to quote Sonia Sanchez, who said, "This is a conference where writers who are coming, they check their egos at the door. So we're all together in this conversation, and we have to do that. That's what we have to make sure, that we are talking to each other and really fleshing out what we can do as a community and what our responsibility is." So I always say that I know John Oliver Killens is really smiling down because he has given us a blueprint for doing what he started at Howard University and what we're continuing. And the writers are coming because they are committed to the mission of the center, and they want to come to Megar Evers College because of the symbolism at coming to a college that was named after the late civil rights leader who was tragically murdered, Megar Evers. You know, so I think all of these issues that will be coming up. In fact, one of the things we're doing, we're going to have a voter registration table at the conference on Friday and Saturday. It's so critical that we exercise our right to vote. And so we want everyone who's not registered to vote, this, you'll have an opportunity to do that at the conference. This is all in the name of what we're doing around social justice and raising awareness and consciousness of the critical issues that are in our society, and not just looking at the news and the media, looking at how technology impacts what we do. Technology sometimes shapes what we do and gives us distorted pictures. It's important that we have narratives that our history is not distorted. That's why we have a panel on the power of historical narratives. So this is the place where you can really dig in and also see how you can have an impact and look and buy the books. You know, how we support Black writers is buying the books. How do we ensure that, you know, there's an attack on not only books, but there's an attack on Black studies in the schools. You know, our writers are being prevented from having their books published. You know, they have to show, there's some faculty who have to show their syllabi in some states to the state before they can decide what they're going to teach. We have to stop this, and we won't. It won't stop unless we take action, and we can do that through voting. We can do that by supporting these gatherings. We can do that by talking to each other. We can do that by buying the books of our writers who are raising these issues and who are sometimes have to walk around and have bodyguards because they're raising issues that are so critical and that people do not want to speak about.
Yes, and Farrah Jasmine Griffin from Columbia University, African American Studies Department, will be there. And I want people to know that Wednesday the 20th, I believe that is a program that is free. So I want you, my listeners, go to the Center for Black Literature. Center for Black Literature. Go. Put that into your search terms, go to that page, reserve your spot for that opening day, and you will be mesmerized telling your friends, you've got to be here. This is the place. Remember, I'm in the middle of writing a book. I'm on deadline. I've turned down many speaking engagements for Women's History Month. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there for a day. I'm just one part of a packed day on Friday of the conference that starts in the early morning. My panel is in the late afternoon, early evening. And I'm just one of many. There, the names, just go on and on. I'm just amazed. So I want you right now to be part of the National Black Writers Conference. I want you to be part of the Center for Black Literature, part of our community. As was pointed out, across the country, Black writers, African American studies programs, we're under attack. And I want to go back to this thing about book banning. This is not new. Book bans have been in place since Ovid in antiquity. But what I'm saying right now, the pointed part of book banning is to stop Black people from learning, which is just what happened during slavery when we weren't allowed to read, or by pain of death, if we were caught learning something. We had to have our own schools. We had to do all these things. The HBCUs, if you have your child in an HBCU and they are home for spring break, they need to be at this conference, the 20th through the 23rd. I'm saying that to my listeners, all of you who have anyone who's in college, a child in college, they need to be at this conference if they're home for spring break. It's at the Megar Evers College, and it's the National Black Writers Conference. I want to go to something else that I think is important about this conference. The issues and the concerns for each panel, there are panels going on all day long. There'll be vendors there, and the vendors are fantastic. I've always buy something wonderful from the vendors. But how did you come up with some of the titles? Tell us some of the panels, and we're down to our last moments, but tell us some of the panel topics so that they understand when they're coming, you're not just hearing the writers read from their books, which is fantastic, but you're also going to be hearing these panel discussions.
Right. And in fact, they're not going to be reading from their books. They're using their books as a point of departure. So we have technology, social media, and the fight for racial justice, which begins on Friday morning. And that's the title of a book by Mark Lamont Hill, who is one of our writers. We have we have Bettina Love, Wesley Lowry, Emily Rappaport is moderated by Jelani Cobb. I will actually be in conversation on Thursday night with Taya Miles around the theme of the book and her work. The Healing Power of Literature is also one of the themes about how we look at how we can use literature to provide solace and to provide empathy and to look at how we fortify ourselves. Black writers' letters to America. Black writers, given opportunity, if they're writing a letter to America, what are they going to focus on? So this is looking at letters that focus on what Toni Morrison calls the Black gaze. We have Pamela Newkirk, who did a book on diversity in the business world. She did Oda Benga, Tabiti Lewis, who's done Tony K. Bambara, Victoria, Christopher Murray, and who's done a book on the personal librarian, a woman who passed working for J.P. Morgan. These are writers who've had, who are basing their work on experiences of Blacks throughout the America. What is the letter? What is the point? Power of Historical Narratives, Ayanna Mathis, A.J. Ferdell, and Mary Emma Graham, who just finished a wonderful biography on Margaret Walker. And the biography is The House Where My Soul Lives, where she works for 10 years on telling Margaret Walker's story. And as we know, Margaret Walker, the poem For My People and the novel Jubilee. We have Black writers crossing boundaries and borders. We have Edgewise Dondekat, who's really chronicled a lot of what is going on in Haiti, but also focused on the family and relationships and the challenges that Black writers who are writing political stories and essays face. Kwame Dawes, a phenomenal poet who crosses both the continents of Africa, coming from Ghana and also from Jamaica. Patrick Enangu, who is, and I may be pronouncing his name wrong, but he tells the story of the Cameroon and what is going on, the political issues there. Stephanie Martelli, who's from Toronto, Canada, who's also an artist and also an essayist, will be part of that conversation.
I want to make sure I give myself a prop, and not for me. It's my panel at the end of the day on Friday is going to have Ta-Nehisi Coates' father, Paul Coates, who is a publisher of Black books for decades. Percival Everett, as I said, who wrote the book Erasure, that is the basis for the film American Fiction. You must see. And one of these days, I want to be able to talk with you about Erasure as well as American Fiction, Brenda. Peniel Joseph, Bernice McFadden. That's going to be on Friday at the end of the day after a full day. And there are Q&As. That's the other thing. You're not just sitting there as an audience member. There's going to be a Q&A interaction with the writers, with the themes of each of those panels that'll take place after each panel. So you will be involved. You won't just sit there and just take it in, which is a lot. I think it's great that you'll be able to have that because I'm always excited about that. But also each panel will have a Q&A. But there's one other part in which the Elder Writers Program, and let's, if we can sum up that, that. And once again, I'm talking with Dr. Brenda Green of Medgar Evers College, who is an extraordinary writer in her own right, but she's also the leader of a conference that I've been a part of now, I would say, at least 10 to 15 years in small ways. I'm always begging her to be a part of it. And I get to be a part of it again. But this is the Center for Black Literature's conference. This is the jewel in the crown of literature, Black literature events around the country, actually of literature events, because I go up to a lot of different literature events as a fiction as well as nonfiction writer. This is the jewel in the crown nationally. So you're right here. Don't take it for granted just because it's right here in your backyard. Go to Medgar Evers in Brooklyn and be a part of this conference. But I want us to end with this program on elder writers. And that just seems like a remarkable program.
Yes, we started that in 2003. And it's unique in that the elders are writing their stories. Writing about the experiences. They've written about what it was like to be under COVID, writing their reactions to the presidency of number 45, and looking at ways that they've used to heal, looking at the stories of the church. They have many different stories. We also published their book that'll be on sale. Tales of Our Time will be available for sale. But that's always one of the highlights, because they are going to read excerpts from what they've been writing, and that's on Thursday afternoon from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. So that we encourage you to come. People always really, really love that aspect of the conference.
Yes, I think it's fantastic. And once again, tell them where they can register for it. There are free events as well, vendors, books to be sold. It is the jewel in the crown, I tell you that, of literature. It's right here in our backyard at Medgar Evers. It's the place to be. All the stars will be there.
Right. So you can, again, register by going to www.centerforblackliterature.org, www.centerforblackliterature.org. I also encourage you to come to our awards program, which is Saturday night at 7 o'clock. That is free and open to the public. Please come out and support our awardees. And I also, if you want to get a sense of what we've done, we just launched an exhibit that gives a digital exhibit. It's on our website, which chronicles what we've been doing since 1986 from the National Black Writers Conference and the Center for Black Literature. You can get a sense of what some of these conferences have looked like and who the people who've been there, just going to our website. So our website, you can go to register for the conference. Again, centerforblackliterature.org. You can get a sense of past conferences. You can see some YouTube videos of past conferences that we've had and speakers we've had. We are the one of two centers in the country focused on this. There is no other place like the Center for Black Literature. No other gathering like the National Black Writers Conference. We have over 60 writers, scholars, and poets coming together to be at Medgar Evers College from March 19th through March 23rd.
So please in Brooklyn. Come.
In Brooklyn.
Come out. Thank you so much, Dr. Brenda Green. And I am excited, and I'm sure our listeners are, and will be there. And please, you know, writers will be signing their books. So this is the time to get that signed book from your favorite writer, because I am sure that favorite writer will be in the mix. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.